tell me, leaving your childhood and going on to your young adult life, when you and Mr. Thomas, when you met, and did you meet before he went to war? Or
no.
Was after he came back?
Excuse me, Mr. Thomas.
And he was at what, Korean War?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was in the Korean War, and he graduated with my sister. He's about 5.5 years older than me, 6. And we met after he came back from service. And really, it was just a blind date. Had no intentions of ever liking that man. It was just something, yeah. That I was just doing a favor for my sister. He came home and needed a date. And needless to say, that one day ended up in our marriage. And, of course, we married. And at the time we married, he was already in college at Jack State. He was going to school on the GI Bill and working part-time at the A&P Tea Company, which a lot of your teachers might remember. It was a grocery store, and he worked there part-time. He made about $24-$25 a week working there at the grocery store. I'm not sure what he was paid on the GI Bill, but anyway, we lived in the vet apartment in Jacksonville, which was a little three-room apartment, and our sink was made of tin, and the hot water heated was heated with a I can't remember what you call that little burner, like hot plate, I guess is what you call them. But that's what it looked like, just split up under there. But still, that was big time. We were just really in high cotton at that time because we had money about that coming in. And we bought a washer and dryer, which was the only new thing that we owned. Everything else that we had in that apartment was given to us, like a bed, chair, a couch. We did not have a TV. We did not have a radio. And so everything we had, you know, was just something that was handed down to us. But I remember it being so sweet. My first curtains were made out of guano sacks. Now, you probably don't know what guano is, but guano is a fertilizer that you used in the fields. And they came in an old sack, and you could bleach them out and then dime. I don't remember what we used, probably some kind of color we used on those things, though. But I had curtains that I made, little country curtains, out of those guano sacks. And I was big time proud. And when one of the couples moved out of their apartment, they had a linoleum rug. And they gave us that rug. And we had it on our floor. So we were kind of in high cotton, you see.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like I said, we had that new washer and dryer. Howard bought that because I had pneumonia a lot and had trouble with my lungs. And so and he owned a little 57 Chevrolet that, it was not a new car, but it was a car, and that was really something for us. But he went on to finish college, and he took a job. His first job, he made like $298, I believe, a month. So by that time, we had progressed, and we were really doing well, we thought. And I realized, like I said, thinking back about it, that we really didn't have anything. We were just poor then, but I didn't realize that. I had so much more than I had had as a child that I thought I was well off. And of course, Howard did well in his work, and he went on and became high school principal in later years. And so we did okay. Life's really been good to us. We've been blessed in that. We're still not rich or anything like that, but we are. We can live comfortably, and that we're better off today than we ever dreamed in a lifetime as children that we'd ever be. So we have nothing to complain about.
Great. Okay. When your husband was principal, did you go through the immigration? Did it cause a lot of problems?
Well, yes, it did for us. In 69, Mr. Thomas came to Sachs High School as principal there. And now, that was the first year, I believe, that school integrated. That was when they integrated, I believe, the first year he came there. And, of course, him being a new principal coming into a new community, it definitely meant problems for us. We went through some really bad times, but I look back and there was good times too. But Howard and I both worked very hard trying to make that work at that school, we would go over to the black communities, and we met with the black leaders of their community, and we tried to let them know that, and as best we could, that we were caring, we had feelings for all children, and that was really true. He didn't care if they, Mr. Thomas didn't care if they were black or white. He definitely cared about the children. And so I think these people could see this, and but yet that caused a lot of problems from the white people in our communities that knew that we were meeting with the black people and so forth.
Because they didn't like it.
Because they didn't like it. We had our home, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but you may have remembered reading in the paper. Our home was had rocks and coke balls and things thrown through our windows many times due to
really?
This. We went through some bad times. And then... so it was a hard time. It was hard for the children in that they had never been used to this type of thing, this type of living, this harshness. And it was really hard for Keith and Jana during those years. But it was a struggle, but we made it. And we made it with the help of a lot of good people in the community, because when you always have the bad along with the good, or the good along with the bad. So while I was talking about some of the bad things, you still had so many good people that made the outcome, and you remember the good. For some reason, you remember all these people who made it worth our staying in Saks all those years. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I remember it. I can still remember it being a bad time. It was a struggle for people in this community, you know, but as the old saying goes, we've come a long way.
A long way. And I know, you know, your personality, I know you're very strong, and you have a strong, outspoken, and on your viewpoints, and maybe going on into, what about women's roles in your community?
Well, I've never been one that was real strong for women's rights, because I've always felt like that I had my rights as a woman. I don't feel like that I've ever been denied any rights, or, you know, in that sense. I'm one that has always enjoyed letting the man have the prominent role in the family. I believe in that. I believe it's biblical that the man should be the stronghold of the house. And so being raised that way, I've never been one that felt like that I had to have equal rights with a man. I don't want equal rights with a man. I don't want to go out there and work hard like a man works. I enjoy a man taking care of me, and I don't think that will ever change. And I've always felt that way, and I was strong in that with that feeling when all this was going on, you know. I think that was has been the downfall of our children, in that when women started to work, even that goes back to the war days, you know, when the mothers had to leave home and go to work in order to, you know, during the war to make things, I just feel like that was the beginning of bad times, that I still feel like that our nation would be much stronger today if women were in the home raising children and bringing them up the way they ought to be brought up, and letting the man be out there making a living.
Well, how do you feel about today, how some families have SWAT roles, where the woman is out working and the dad's making home raising children?
Well, see, I just don't think that, again, that anybody, any man can take the place of a mother. There's something special about a mother. There was something special about my mother, and I'd like to think that there was something special about me as a mother. And I just don't feel like that any man could fill the shoes of a mother. So, and don't misunderstand me. I think fathers are so important in a child's life. I think they have a very important role, and I think some of them do a very good job taking care of children. There's cases where they've had to, and I know that there's a lot of men that can do a fine job taking care of a child. But again, I think that, you know, that if there was no question of it having to be, if it's just a question of choice, that I still go along with the mother role in the home and the father doing the job. As my mother would say when she was living, circumstances often make the case, you know, and I guess that's what I'd have to say. There is some cases that maybe this would, that I'd have to agree with, But I still feel strong about a mother being in home, raising children, and looking after them, and being there when they come home from school, and teaching them the things that they need to be taught, that only they can be taught in the home.
I need to pause for just a moment. Okay, we're back. Now, Ms. Thomas, what historical event sticks out in your mind the most?
I can't remember exactly what year, now that I think about it, that President John F. Kennedy was assassinated, but I guess that probably sticks out in my mind as well as any event that I can think of. By this time in my life, we had acquired a television.
Yay.
And even though it was black and white, probably that's about all there were back then, but I could see that on television. I saw those events as it happened. And I guess, you know, before things that had happened, you read about it or you heard about it, but you didn't see it like that. We saw that, every bit of that from beginning to end. And that was just a time and an event that really, I guess I remember, that was such a sad time and such a sad thing to happen to our nation. So I guess that's what I remember the most. I can't think of right now. My mind's, I kind of just draw a blank of other things that have happened. I remember when George Wallace was, funny, I just thought of this, that when he was shot, you remember he was, of course, governor of our state at that time. I can remember where I was. I was in this house, in fact, and I was cooking, and I heard that flash on TV, and I ran to see it. The grease caught on fire, and I burnt the whole house of the house down.
Oh,
and burnt my hand really bad. So I remember that event, although it does, for somehow that doesn't stick in my mind. It's being so traumatic as the president being killed. You know, that really was something to see that, and
right,
see him in that car being shot and everything, you know. But,
mm-hmm. Really well. And as far as Governor Wallace, what are your feelings about him? How did you feel about him?
Well, you remember, I don't know if you remember that so much or not. You were still quite young.
Right, I don't know.
But, and I cannot remember the year, but I'm sure that all the older people there still will remember when. We remember him mainly because he was the one who stood in the door of the university, and this was during our integration time, see. And he was not going to let blacks enroll in at the University of Alabama. So he was, I really don't think that Governor Wallace really disliked blacks all that much. I really truly think that man was just a politician who was trying to make a name for himself,
mm-hmm,
and wanted to go big. He had plans to become president of the United States. I mean, he had said that himself. He was going all the way. So I think this was an incident that he used, and it's sad that he did that. I think it's very sad that he would have used and exploited black people to that point to better himself. And, he was just that type of person. But, of course, it's sad what happened to him too.
Right.
At the same time, two wrongs don't make a right. But he was a real strong, opinionated person who just was going after big time, and it failed.
Okay, I want to say thank you to Ms. Thomas for her time right now. We've been pressed for time, and we plan to continue this at a later date. That's okay with you? Is that okay with you?
That's fine. I enjoyed it.
Okay, thank you.